AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama goes on TV tonight to tell the American people what steps the government is taking to keep them safe. Attorney General Loretta Lynch talked about the address on NBC's Meet the Press.
I think what you're going to hear the president say is to call on the American people to pull out the best in themselves and not give in to fear at this time.
Presidential candidates differ over how to defeat the Islamic State group. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Democrat Hillary Clinton tells ABC's This Week she won't use the term radical Islam to describe the Islamic State group and other militant organizations.
It helps to create this clash of civilizations that is actually a recruiting tool.
But Republican Jeb Bush, also on ABC's This Week, says the White House and Democrats seem to be unable to see the real threat.
This is a fight for Western civilization.
Clinton says the Islamic State group has to be defeated in Iraq and Syria and online, where it has been successful in recruiting people from around the world. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Gasoline prices continue to slide. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg.
There's been another decline at the pump in the past 2 weeks, down 4 cents to 210 per gallon. This makes for nearly 15 cents over 1 month.
Of cities surveyed in the continental U.S., she says Baton Rouge had the lowest prices, Los Angeles had the highest average. Pope Francis has lit a candle to symbolize hope for migrants. At the same moment, a Christmas tree was illuminated in front of St. Francis's Basilica in Assisi in Italy. Less than 2 weeks before the release of the new Star Wars movie, George Lucas is about to receive the country's highest award for lifetime achievement in the arts. He and four others are being celebrated at tonight's Kennedy Center Honors. This is AP Radio News. The founder of Williams-Sonoma has died at home in San Francisco at the age of 100.
A lover of cooking and entertaining, Chuck Williams wanted U.S. professional chefs and home cooks to have access to high-quality cookware and tools. He refurbished his first store off the town square in Sonoma, California, covering the floor with black and white checkerboard tiles and painting the walls a bright yellow that he had seen in pictures. He also built custom shelving to display individual pots and pans and crafted a simple logo with the words Williams and Sonoma in block letters over a woodcut illustration of a pineapple, a symbol of hospitality. I'm Ross Simpson.
UFC women's bantamweight champion Holly Holm let the tears flow today as she thanked hundreds of fans at a parade in her native Albuquerque. Throngs of people lined downtown streets to get a glimpse of the ultimate fighting athlete. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.